I'm Axel.
I'm John.
I'm Grendel.
Welcome to the Dubious Bakery.
Your big bang of inspiration.
Ho ho ho. I need to clean that piece.
Oh, really? Is that what you're about?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like there's a big film of resin just in my mouth right now. I'm just like...
resin.
Yeah, I'm just like dealing with it. Like right now, if I wipe my mouth on my shirt right now, watch. Check this out, Baker.
Great radio.
Blah.
He's wiping his mouth on
there's
his
like,
shirt.
There's like a little
like
bit
said.
Of brown. You can't really see it. If I had a white shirt, you'd be like... You'd
white
be just grossed
shirt.
Out.
Huh. Well, I'm glad to know that. I'm glad everybody knows that now.
That's but I actually made a post like, I haven't cleaned my piece because I don't clean in my shower anymore. So that's why I don't...
Delicious.
That's why it's dirty, so it's fucking... It actually kind of sucks.
You cleaned your piece in your shower?
Yeah, it was because it's the best place. Because it's a really big piece right now.
Yeah.
So I've been cleaning it in the shower, and it works... The cleaning process, it works great, but then you have to clean all the fucking
dirty.
Resin out of your shower.
Were you naked with your piece?
No, Jesus Christ. No.
Dirty.
I'll admit that, like, what I did to clean it, because all the resin was in the shower. I took a shower thinking it would rinse out, but instead, it all, like, got hot and tarry and stuck to the bottom of my feet.
Dirty.
And it became a smeared, gross mess, and I had to, like, just basically clean it for an hour with, like,
dirty.
Scrubby, soapy
By the
shit.
Way. We're joined by Grundle.
Oh, I think everyone noticed.
Grundle.
We made the mistake of showing him where the liquor cabinet was before the serenade recording.
Liquor cabinet.
We're like Alzheimer's patient. Every time we're just like, yeah, drink Grundle. Then he gets drunk. We're like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Grundle
gets drunk.
Destroyer of worlds.
So last time I teased a little bit about Colton Harris Moore.
Oh, that's right. Wanted an update on like what that fugitive kid was up to.
Yeah, if you don't remember, this is the kid that stole airplanes and cars and...
Laughs in the face of danger and police.
Yeah.
Basically.
So he was caught and he was extradited to Washington State.
So he was caught?
He was caught in the Caribbean.
Oh, fuck.
And extradited to Washington State,
mm-hmm.
where he was currently on trial. And the trial date will start July 11th, 2011.
What are the charges?
The charges have not been filed because he waived his right to a speedy trial. And what that means is it consolidates any and all charges into one trial. Because he broke laws across the country and across international borders and this and that. It's all going to be one trial.
He's going to get off.
What are you talking about?
Dude.
How?
This kid, without even meeting him, must have a charisma. He's going to sell this story to somebody and like use that money just to... He's just going to get off.
Mr.
He's
Axel?
Young. How young is he?
Mr. Axel, I disagree.
Oh. Yeah, first of all, Grundle, how young is he? Is
yes.
he under 18?
I don't think so.
Oh.
He's over...
But he did a lot of his crimes when he was under 18.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Ba-bam!
Well,
lawyered.
International. I defeat your lawyer with Pokemon level 10.
Oh, shit.
And
I've never played Pokemon.
Motherfucker. It happens.
I played Yu-Gi-Oh.
That.
I don't want to admit that, though.
International crimes that he may have committed will get overruled. He'll get off.
I agree.
A year tops in prison. A year tops.
He's not going to get off. An accomplice, an admitted accomplice of his, is serving 18 months.
Yeah, accomplice, not him.
It's a fucking accomplice.
Yeah,
of course they know
always
that.
Always get the shit.
Oh, that's such crap. He is going to get the book. He's going to get years, I'm sure.
An accomplice.
Accomplices always get the shaft.
What? I can't imagine anything else, but I would love to know what they consider an accomplice. Like, what this guy did to help this guy to be... And to go 16 months. Is he like the driver or what? That's interesting.
What did he do?
I don't know. I did not look that part up. I'm sorry.
Fail.
Fail. Kiss my ass. You should know more about this. It doesn't matter. So he's serving solitary confinement about 23 hours a day until that point.
Wow.
23
well, I guess there's
hours
a
day?
Yeah, this is the kid
fuck.
That laughs in the face of danger and is Houdini and all sorts
wow.
of other crap. I'm sure he.
I guess there are consequences, but you know, he's probably just planning his escape. He just has time.
Wait. Do we support or not support?
Oh, I support.
Why?
Good for him.
What, support him or support his incarceration?
Yeah. What do we think about that?
I support him trying to escape.
Why?
I don't know. He's like, I'd be inspired if you could.
Why?
Because he's not a danger to society. He might steal my car or, you know, steal food from my fridge. But to my knowledge, none of his crimes have been violent. And whatever. I think his way of living is very interesting. I don't need a million people out there doing it, but the way he's doing it is...
Yeah, it's one of those things everyone wants to do, but they don't. So it's one of those... I guess they let him
and
do
he's,
it.
And he's smart and cocky about it. He's an interesting character, to say the least. So.
Yeah, he's, in my opinion, he's popular because everybody, well, sorry, not everybody, everybody who in authority dislikes because he takes advantage of the social policies. But the fact that he was able to, you know, take a plane from Canada to the Caribbean and get away with it, that shows a lot of balls. And
well, he's the guy. He just
hey,
he just flew. He
I'm
just
talking.
Flew, oh, Jesus Christ,
yeah. Jesus, yeah.
Were you?
Thank you, thank you.
Dude,
exactly.
Pardon
me. Finish yet. That?
Pardon me.
And in my finish, he was taking care of business, and he finished it well. Now you may talk.
Well said.
Indeed. Is that all you have to say? I don't want to get
done.
Yelled at here.
Seriously.
All right, we're good.
Okay.
Good. No, I support him. I hope he has good things in the future, and I hope to see him in 10 to 12 years.
I read about a new, I guess, algorithm. Is that part of us? Is that software, I guess, if you say, like, a new algorithm? What does that really mean?
Isn't it a mathematical equation?
That's what I thought, but I'm like, it says, like, a new algorithm that could make it easier to hunt criminals, so you should pay attention, Grendel. Like, this would be against you. Like,
Gilbert
basically,
yeah.
This
if anything, he's like a bounty hunter.
He's a shady character.
Like, okay.
Bounty hunters are shady characters.
That's true.
Your face is a shady character.
I mean, you have like, all these scars and shit, and you will not tell us how you got them. Like, you're just fucking shady. But anyway, this algorithm will make it easier to hunt down criminals because it matches police sketches to actual mugshots. It, like, will take actual drawings and try to compare them to actual people because it compares the facial structures and, like, you know, the interesting quirks that maybe some of the criminals might have.
I find it interesting that this kind of software has not been developed before now.
Yeah.
It just seems logical that it would have.
Well, when I thought of this software, I thought about I've heard about that software where you can, like, hum a tune.
Mm-hmm.
And then it could try to find the song that you're humming. I've never tried
yes.
that song. I mean, I've never tried that software, but it sounds ingenious. But it just sounds at the same time impossible because when I did all that research into AI, it just sounds like, how is it doing that? Like, technology is getting so intense.
Yeah, when is the, what are we calling it? The singularity now? Or the event? Or the...
The point where, like, technology gets so, like, quick and that we're basically almost integrating with it. You know, there's no definite date, of course.
Singularity.
But
I thought the singularity was when technology is the best it can be at the level we can produce it at now, meaning the pathways can't get any smaller.
Well, I guess
we
there's
can't
a bunch
optimize
of
it.
I would say I guess there's a bunch of definitions of the singularity, but like the way I interpret it, it's almost like where technology reaches a point where it's exponentially growing, it's always getting faster and faster and faster, like because it just it's almost to a point too that where we. Met, yeah, I guess you could say right now because we are always getting faster, but like it's almost like the machine itself is building itself and going exponentially faster and faster. That's what the singularity is. Or, like I said, us actually becoming enmeshed in the technology to the point where you can't tell
lies.
Man from machine, blah, blah, blah.
Lies.
That's also a form of singularity.
I don't, yeah, that's going to be interesting.
That'll be interesting as well.
Well, I got a story here about a new microscope. I think it's kind of fascinating. I was watching a Star Trek episode the other day where they came across a new microscope and had their technologies upgraded and whatnot, and it kind of reminded me of this.
Oh, nice. What episode? Was it Next Generation or Voyager?
No, it was Enterprise.
Oh, you've been rewatching Enterprise. I want to... Hash Bottoms would like Enterprise. I'm trying to get him
It's a good show. I don't see why more people didn't enjoy it.
Boring.
Grendel, did you ever give it a chance?
Boring.
That's too bad.
You thought it was boring?
Boring.
What are you talking about, man? There's like some...
Boring.
Season 3 is all about the... Help me.
The Zindi.
The Zindi.
Boring.
Yeah. That's
you didn't even watch Next Generation, Grendel. All right, you know what? Let's off topic for a second. Fuck Grendel for a second. You
fuck your face.
Grendel, he's all like... I talked to Grendel once. I'm like, dude, yeah. Remember that Next Generation episode of Star Trek, blah, blah, blah? He's like, I never watched Next Generation. This is my Grendel impression. I didn't watch Next Generation because the graphics... were bad. Mind you, Grundle suggested to me Babylon 5, a show that is so fucking old. The graphics are horrible. I like the show too, but I'm saying the graphics are horrible. So like the fact that he's like basing his non-next generation status on the graphics is BS. So I'm just saying, if you like Babylon 5, Grundle, you should fucking love TNG. No, I'm not done. I think you can't talk. I think you would like it, man. There's great time travel episodes. It's the origin of the Borg Q. You like Q. I know you do.
Are you done sucking your cock yet?
I guess. I can't reach. All right. What are your thoughts
Axel,
on the TNG?
Are you done sucking your own penis?
I can't reach.
As?
I'm done. You have nothing to say on the TNG?
I'm waiting. I'm my own defense. Next Generation, while pleasant to watch in its minuscule nature.
Yes.
I believe at the time in the 1980s, I'm sorry, a little boring. I could do better. At the time,
it's true. RoboCop was out, and you've got a
exactly
point.
Exactly, right. Fucking RoboCop.
Make a point.
Fucking no! Shut the fuck up! I'm talking.
An epic.
I am talking. You were listening. RoboCop.
Jesus.
RoboCop. No. Respond to that, RoboCop. To next generation.
May I respond?
Do it. Yes.
Respond? Yes.
How do you respond? How?
Grundle.
Yes.
How?
Grundle.
I agree. All right.
Man.
For some reason, TNG's. qualities have led to RoboCop. Now,
fuck that.
RoboCop,
no. Compared. Not led to. Compared.
I do
compared.
Like RoboCop's leg. Okay, if we must go there, but that's as
compared.
Far as I'm willing to go.
Who's better?
Into this.
Who's better? Say it. Say it.
TNG. All right, let's go.
What the fuck? Why?
Because they have better microscopes if you listen
and
to
frankly,
this.
Frankly, it's 7 seasons versus a movie. 7 seasons versus a movie.
Wait. 4 movies? What?
Let's not count the sequels, please.
Fail!
Are you ready for this?
No, I want to hear the movie.
It doesn't fucking matter. You will listen to my microscope story and you will like it.
Yeah!
So, this new microscope they're developing in the UK, it goes down to just about 50 billionths of a meter.
Holy shit, they're going to start discovering like new universes.
Well, they're looking at...
RoboCop?
Well, they could use this for analyzing RoboCop's parts and pieces for viruses.
So like they can actually like can they see viruses now with microscopes or they can like actually like see like the structures of viruses
on RoboCop?
Like, on RoboCop, yeah.
That's a good question. Doesn't really say. It more goes into detail about how the microscope works using right light rays and whatnot and the what do they call it? The physical properties that restrict light from breaking down at a certain point. They found a way around it using beaded technology or something.
They should use lobster technology.
You're absolutely
we
right.
We mentioned that on a previous episode, like how they can somehow use the lobster's eyeball to, I don't know, like filter more light in
and
make it more efficient or something to do with RoboCop, yeah.
And after you brought that up, I saw it everywhere else. It's pretty funny. Saw it in a bunch of other places.
So you're saying they should adapt it to use it in RoboCop?
RoboCop already has it. He probably gave it to them. He thought of it.
I don't remember that.
He's a thinking machine. God damn it.
I could kill RoboCop. But
your face.
On other topics. I thought this was a cool just invention like for the future of maybe like when I'm king. Like that's what I've been starting to think. Like all these like efficient like buildings and like energy efficiencies, all these topics I've been doing, that's what I would implement if I was king. Like, I'd be a good dictator. Like, everyone should listen to me because I would really make the cities just more efficient and the planet greener. And so part of my initiative is that I would institute tree bridges. Bridges made of trees.
How would this grow?
Well, it takes 10 to 15 years planning. But, you know, I'm a dictator.
Planning? Just planning?
No, you gotta plan ahead. You just gotta know, like, you want a bridge here. And you know what? My city better be pretty planned out, right? Because it's going to be very efficient. So I should have 10 years to think about it. I mean, is that ridiculous? No, I'm the fucking dictator, Maestro. Back me up here. Say yes.
Yes.
Thank you. God.
Overturn five.
All right, overruled.
Jeez.
Go on.
So anyway, these tree bridges, they have some in northeastern India, and they grow them just out of tree roots, like across expanses, and. They're sturdy. They can grow to 100 feet long, and they can last for 500 years. And okay. they're natural. Okay. I think they're cool.
Dare I ask, when were they started?
When were they started?
When were the quote-unquote tree bridges started?
They take, okay, I think they take I know, like 15 years 15, to be yeah. transversible. But 15 when, years by foot.
When were they started?
That's all
15 years ago.
Yeah, but when were the 15, tree bridges?
The ideas of them? Oh, yes. They've been doing it for hundreds of years.
Aye.
Okay.
This is a really old idea. This isn't like some
and
like
how much
idea.
They fail?
They don't fail ever. They're awesome.
I disagree.
God
when
damn
you
it,
drive
Trundles.
A car across it, that's when it fails.
Yes. Yes, I agree with that.
So don't drive your fucking car
king.
Across it.
All right, this is an aesthetic thing. My fucking eco-friendly city that all my inhabitants love me, they're just going to be of tree bridges and like solar panels and wind things.
If I had a train,
and, like,
can I get a car?
There's going to be no car exhaust. There's going to only be bikes.
Hippie.
This is just another thing stupid people shouldn't use. They shouldn't use scissors.
Gardens
and they shouldn't
on
use
all
tree
the
bridges.
On the ceilings, gardens on all the roofs.
Right.
But anyway,
oh, fail.
I thought it was a good idea.
A fail.
You know,
Grundle. Nah.
You got me thinking. Your regime is inspirational and environmentally friendly, and
yeah. Who is against that?
I am.
I'm going to take over.
I seem to be ruling out of fear. Like, mine is, I'm going to put people in, like, camps and shit.
Yeah,
and, like,
you're right.
But I'm going to feed you well.
You're like, you hate the gum. You always hate the gum chewers, and you hate all these people. Like, I'm just going to, like, I'm just going to try to like all the people. I want to be a like, I think I could be a likeful dictator. Like, all
right.
If I somehow magically was, like, appointed dictator, like, everyone would, I'd be good. I'd be good. And if you had a problem with me, I'd be like, okay. No, not die. Just go to Australia.
Too much of a pussy.
Just go to us.
Just, yeah.
Pussy.
Learning from history.
Pussy.
Okay, I'm going to put a new face on my campaign. You watch.
Pussy.
It's going to be bright and
I'm gonna
shiny
take
now.
Over. Pussy. We should have Facebook groups like Dubious Axel for King and Dubious John for King.
And
we
pussy.
Should have like our platforms.
And pussy.
And pussy,
well,
apparently.
Both of ours are a lot of pussy.
That's what, yeah, it goes without saying as king. That's true.
Zing.
Maestro. So, scientists are ready to shed some new light on dark energy.
I mean, dark energy, you mean like, is it the same as dark matter or is dark energy different?
No.
Okay.
Dark matter is a solid, we suspect.
Which one causes cancer?
Dark energy. None. What do you, dark energy is the effect on the surrounding planets.
So both?
It's part of the equation, and it has something to do with dark matter, but it's not dark matter specifically.
Is that the thing that's like causing the expansion?
Yes.
Okay.
So both are cancer?
At the variable rate we don't understand. So, here's the thing. There's a project called Big Boss, and it's in development, and its goal is to accurately measure a cosmic
cancer?
A cosmic yardstick, just to get a cosmic measurement. And from that point, map the expansion of the universe, so that way they have a better understanding of where things are expanding, how fast they're expanding, and this and that.
So it's almost like mapping out the bubble of our expansion.
Correct.
Of cancer.
Ooh.
That's
cool.
They say we've only mapped 1% of our galaxy so far.
Wait. Only one?
Yeah.
I imagine that. So it's only the it's only the visible universe that we can see.
How can they...
There's like
that.
13. There's 13 billion years of light to like traverse. Like it had to traverse through something. Like there's that much space, and that's only gotten bigger since we've seen it. So it's huge. So we can only see what we can see from like our fucking little corner.
But see, why aren't they trying harder?
So here,
why are they trying harder?
Why aren't they?
They are.
Only
that's
one?
What this story is about.
Pretty low.
That's what this story is about, sir.
Well, when you're king,
you've only dipped your toe in this story, my friend.
My toe should be dipping in more stories because only 1%. That seems pretty low.
Why don't you keep talking? You're going to find out more doing that.
They should
that.
Try harder. You got to try hard enough. Come on. What's wrong with their science?
All
is
right.
The science weak?
So they want to find out more. Weak. Like Grendel's saying, they took his advice, and they say for Hubble to do the work that Big Boss is doing, it would take 100 to 200,000 years.
Oh, weak. So this is like a new satellite that's going to be more efficient than Hubble.
Well, they engineered
Big Boss.
What was it? A new device that expands the viewing port of the 158-inch Mayall telescope at Kitt Peak National Observatory in Hawaii. And it increases it by 40 times larger than the moon, than a full moon. So what that means is if you're looking at the full moon, imagine 40 times that. Mm-hmm. And that's how much space would be taken, or how much a picture of the space would be taken with this new technology. So now, in comparison, versus the Hubble telescope, which they compare to looking through a straw at the sky.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. That's like nerdgasm, because that basically means, you know, higher definition
that
pictures,
means, well,
right?
Not even that.
Better desktop screens?
No.
Yeah.
It's just
yeah.
Nebula screens. Desktops.
Wait. Will this give them before or after the Mayan end of the world?
This is going to happen hopefully before the end of the world. I'm not sure. That's a great question. You mean 2012, I'm assuming?
You're assuming correctly.
You know, it doesn't say when it's going to be up. It just says it's in development.
Well,
so
you should probably heard that.
Well, yeah, hopefully they do. But the good thing about it is it'll accurately measure 5,000 distant targets every 15 minutes.
Only?
Only. That is a shit ton compared to a straw looking up at the sky.
I know, that is amazing.
They can do better.
Of course. We have to like apply what they're trying to do, basically. Like aim they low. Are like.
Yeah. So by measuring the relative position of galaxies to one another, scientists expect to learn when and how powerfully the hands of dark matter stretched the fabric of space and time.
That I find fascinating. I really do. Like, I feel like, in 20 years, or you know, probably longer, but at some point. Since technology is going to keep us alive longer, we're going to like just know a lot about the galaxy, like an exciting amount of it. Like we already know so much about, you know, nebulas, stars, quasars, all that shit. Well, but like we're learning about the expansion. Like where, like what if we know like where it happened and stuff? Well, like in the future, like we're going to know like just actual, so much more shit.
Let me ask you this: how long do you plan to live?
Until I choose to die.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, in theory, if technology keeps me alive long enough. I could, in theory, choose to die because technology is keeping me alive the whole time.
Do you think technology will catch up to you?
Huh? I'm sorry?
Do you think technology will catch up to you?
Oh, definitely. I think already, yes. Like, technology right now is pretty amazing, and I don't even need it to keep my keep myself alive. So if I keep myself alive under my own power for, like, at least... I think I can do at least for 60 more years before I'm going to need more help. Imagine technology in 60 years from now. You don't think they could help me? Let's see. What's going to happen to me in 60 years? Like, I might need help breathing. Well, but by that time, don't you think we're going to have, like, artificial lungs, maybe? I know it's ridiculous. Like, Doobie's John just talked about, like, all these, like,
how do you feel
lung
about
replacements or all these, lung transplants.
Well, yeah.
Growing.
We've talked about growing the growing. By that time, if all of these technologies we've talked about here on the Dubious Bakery are in production, full-scale production, FDA approved, all that jazz, then our lifespans will be significantly longer, or at least if not longer, a better quality of life.
Okay.
By at least, I would say, 50 years.
So let's say that. So let's say 50, 60 years. So by that time, we're going to live a little longer by then. A little better quality of life. So we're going to live even a little bit longer. So let's give ourselves 40 years. And is that do you feel that's kind of okay? Like, let's say we're 80 and then we give ourselves 40 more years because technology is so awesome. So that's 120 that we're living.
Yeah, I'm thinking dialysis machines will get a little bit smaller by then.
Imagine but now go think about it this way though. Technology in 120 years from now that we're alive. Technology now is amazing. We have like a dual core droid. That's oh my god, we can play like Street Fighter on our phone. 120 years from now. Like our phone's going to be able to think with the capacity of human thought. In theory, the singularity could have happened by then, and we could be enmeshed with the technology in theory.
But see, the question
be alive.
Would you want to?
No, I wouldn't. Axel would. He has stated many times that he's down for the merging of man and technology.
Grendel will die when he chooses to.
What does that mean? Like, that's crazy.
That's exactly what I just said. I said the exact same thing.
Grendel will die.
That's when you choose.
When the hands of man take it from him.
Well, we're going to have to take Grendel out. We all know that. Because once... See, it's funny. Like, me and Grendel are, like, similarities. Like, we would take on the singularity and become, like, robotic versions of ourselves. I would do it from a, I think I would do it from a purity, from like a pure thing. He would become like this Viking robotic pure from his, because that's what he is in his soul, is like this Viking.
So you can.
He'd become like this robotic thing, and so he would need to be taken out because he would take out like a small alien population.
Or a large.
You wouldn't
alien
No. You wouldn't take him out. You would quietly rule them
or assimilate.
But you still, someone would take have to deal with you. Some Starfleet. Some type of situation that Earth has made will have to deal with.
Fear.
And since I'm on the cusp of that technology, it may have to be me.
Fear me.
Terrifying fear.
My question is, so John, while me and Grundle are fighting it out intergalactically, you wouldn't just be dead?
Yeah. Dead and old?
No, dust. Just dead.
I would. Dust. I think I would be.
Dust.
I really do. I think
bullshit.
I would be. I'm not going to transfer my mind into a machine. That's not going to happen. If
pussy
I can
shit.
If I can replace one of my limbs with robotic, you know, appendages and whatnot.
That's actually what I'm saying. I'm saying I want
all lies.
I'm down for like upgrading my body. Like the ultimate, like just keep upgrading and upgrading and upgrading my body until maybe I seem more robotic than man, but by that time I won't even notice. You know, that's my thought.
Full of lies.
I'm not gonna like transfer to a robot. I'm gonna try to upgrade, upkeep parts, replace parts with artificial when I can. That type of thing. Until
it's not like I'm against technology.
I know you're not.
Yeah, exactly.
But the idea of it, some of that stuff scares you. I understand artificial intelligence scares you, but
oh, absolutely that.
It scares me too, but I respect it.
There's only one logical conclusion for that. It's like, oh, these guys are sloppy. Let's just take them out.
When the day comes on your deathbed,
uh-huh,
a million years from now,
uh-huh,
you'll want life.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
His deathbed.
Hopefully, you're there.
I like how
you
said a million years from now, your deathbed.
Yeah, I got that too. I was willing to accept that. At that time, I've got nanobots running through my brain.
Oh,
that's
totally.
That's left.
Nanobots are just all over the place.
Is optional.
Option. Not if I have a genie. Would you wish for a mortal life if you had a genie?
Not immortal, but I choose when to die.
Okay. Fair enough.
If you met a genie?
Yeah, I would choose for a long life, and I would choose to have the option to kill myself when the option came. But immortality? Immortality is a long time.
Well, what kind of... Hey, by the way, just be specific how you say immortality to
okay,
a genie.
2 million.
Because, no, you're going to age.
When asked, okay.
So just say without aging for the genie.
Dear genie, I would wish for a life.
Two things. Just say two things.
Hey, I'm still talking. Relax.
All right, dear genie.
Dear genie, I would wish for a life as long as I wish to live. End.
And? You have two. All right, we'll get back to you. Do you have one?
Bitches
we'll
and
go
hoes.
Around in a circle.
Bitches and hoes.
This is a genie who listens bitches to everyone. All right, so does everyone have a genie wish?
I have a wish for the genie. Genie, I've always wanted this. It's it would be, I guess at this point, it was a DVD at one point, but now I guess it would be a Blu-ray or a USB drive, as I've been told. Of every
USB.
Yeah, of every movie ever. In existence.
So, like,
ever.
That's cool. Like, it'd be like a USB, like, constantly updated?
Not at all. It would have movies from the future, movies from the past, movies from the present. And every country, every different language, subtitled, English dubbed, even if it didn't even come out in English.
You know what I like
about English dubbed.
You know what I like about that one, Dubious John? You don't even think about this, but if you got that, let's just say you got the USB and you had every movie made,
mm-hmm,
you would know the end of the human race.
How is that?
Because
possible?
The movies would end eventually.
Well, not exactly.
Or unless they started starring alien creatures, or like mutants or something.
No.
Wait, he just said he wants a USB that has every movie ever made.
Yeah. Well
how long will movies be made?
Wow, I didn't even consider those ramifications.
Well,
wow.
How long will movies be made? Eventually, they'll end.
What if they changed?
Holy crap!
Of course, they're gonna change.
No.
So he's gonna have some. He's gonna either have alien movies, or they're gonna end, and he's gonna know the ending.
What if they?
He'll even probably know some of the politics because he'll watch them in the movies going up to the ending.
What if they change?
How would they change?
What if they change from being a movie to a play? Say no. Listen to me.
Is it being recorded?
What if they changed from being something you watched to something you participated in?
Would that affect the USB?
You mean the holodeck?
Exactly. What if it was something
That's
not
you watch as, you know, you watch the actors, you watch, you yourself participated in.
Like right. The holodeck, you're right.
So that was the cutoff, basically.
That's interesting. Grendel, I like that because that is not technically a movie as we're seeing it. So, because the way Dubious John worded it, if I was the genie, he can plug that USB and only can watch things that could appear on the screen.
Yeah.
So in that theory, he could not. But I like that, too, because he would know when the technology would switch to that. To that way.
But you're assuming people would stop making movies. I'm assuming people are still writing books and talking over the radio, maybe not even like we're doing here. It's not even radio, but it's still audio. It's not visual. It's not state of the art.
This isn't part of anything. You said movies.
Well, no, what I'm saying is, no, absolutely, absolutely. But what I'm saying is, I think movies would still be made in that time, even if holodecks are out.
However lame they are.
I think.
Oh, I see.
I think Dubious Axel is onto something over there with the end of time. And movies and whatnot.
No, the end of mankind.
The end of mankind, yes.
Yeah, because that'd be different. Time is different.
That's a real pisser right there.
Still sounds lame.
I just want to see Avengers before it comes out. Is that so fucking wrong?
That's, yes.
Sorry.
God, yes. That's like your one reason to live right now. I love the Avengers.
So, Axel, have you thought of a wish for the
genie?
I've
been trying to think of something like cool. Like so far, I can think of like a plate that like always filled with food.
Ooh.
But it's kind of lame, but I don't know, like a plate that always had like whatever I wanted on it.
What about just the Turok pouch? The weightless Turok pouch, mind you.
Oh my god. That counts for your second, I feel. Can I or
I'll take it. Or if you don't want.
That's good though. That's I like nice that. One. A Turok pouch. Like that's like Mary Poppins status. Like,
yeah, you can put anything in the Turok pouch and it'll fit. Like you can shove this table in the Turok pouch and the Turok pouch.
Like the
pouch
TV,
will
yeah, like just
it.
It's like another dimension within that pouch.
Yeah.
It really is a magical thing.
What
oh
if you had
god.
A bender?
You dick. That's a good one.
A bender.
That's your wish, is though. You want a bender like
a
robot?
Bender. Yeah, a bender robot from Futurama.
Oh, that's pretty
wow.
He holds as much shit as he wants to hold.
Oh.
In the pouch that is his chassis.
You kind of
you
got you
have
right
seen
there. Hey, I'll
some
you
pretty random ass crap in there.
So your wish is the bender.
Well,
and not to live. So those are your 2-1. Not
well,
to live and have a bend. You want a bender?
If I choose between bender and prostitutes, I probably pick prostitutes. What are you gonna do?
Shit.
Well, damn, it's a tough choice.
Well, dude, I was gonna say food and like I could even say like a wallet with money, but I don't want to say that now because the food I could sell because it always has money, you know. So because it always makes whatever I want, so I could do that. So for sake, I don't know.
Why not just a cup of fresh water that never empties?
Oh wait, no, I know a starship.
Fresh water.
A starship.
Fresh
boom.
Water.
That's
yeah.
exactly that
really?
Is exactly
yeah.
what I want.
Really?
Oh, I'll go into that in a minute, but I want to talk about the starship.
That's exactly what I want. If I really met a genie,
what kind of starship?
One that I could travel. Like, the one that could. I would word to the genie. Genie, I want a starship that could survive whatever space can throw at me. As I explore.
Holy fuck.
He's going to give you like a moon and
yeah.
you're going to be in the center of it.
Wait.
That's no, a starship. He knows what I mean.
You can't.
I want a starship.
He doesn't know what you mean.
You can't survive.
What's a moon? Where do you get moon from starship?
It's an object in space. Listen here, buddy. The Death Star was a small moon and it was a spaceship. Was it not?
Fine, I'll take the moon. All right, but I'll be pissed, but I'll take it, but
the genie will find a way to fuck you up. All
right, I'll take the food and the moon. And God damn it. Like, I want, because
I'll
say mechanical.
Yeah, yeah.
Mechanical starship.
Absolutely. All I'm saying is I think you want something a little more manageable, something low-key since you're not used to dealing with starship
technology. I'll say the Enterprise. Maybe I'll say the Enterprise. Like, I'll say the Enterprise.
Millennium Falcon.
No, I want the Enterprise because it's bigger. So I'll say I want the Enterprise. I'll say I want the Death Star. No. I want Star Destroyer. There you go. That's perfect. It's the perfect size. I want the Star Destroyer that can withstand anything that space can hold, bring at me.
All right.
That's all. So then I can explore.
There's no pussy in space, Grendel.
There's any alien orifices, I guess. They can't really be described as pussy.
Okay. So that was one wish, right?
Those are the two. The plate. We only said two.
Oh,
this one.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah,
that's
starship
right.
and the plate.
Well, I think, are we at break time? That was fantastic.
Oh, man. This half hour that blew by.
Thanks for joining us, Grendel.
Grendel,
and,
as always, a pleasure.
Love to be here.
Back to your cave. Yes, as always, you have joined us on the Dubious Bakery. If this is your first time listening, please check us out on our archive at thedubiousbakery.com.
Join us on YouTube and whatnot. Find us on there. Join our channel and say howdy do. And hey, make sure you find us on iTunes. Search for the Doobies Bakery. And Facebook. And yeah.
And as always, please call the bat line.
Damn
like,
straight.
We always got people calling the bat line. We're starting to play more calls at the end. So please call the bat line. 1-872-BAT-LINE. And as always, thank you for listening. And please, smoke them if you got them.